talk from your diaphragm. Have a big voice.
I'm Jessica Harrison. I'm the director and producer of the Vagina Monologues in Petersburg. I decided to bring it to Petersburg because I thought it was time. And WAVE just became a nonprofit organization, and I wanted to give them a good start into their first year as a nonprofit and hopefully bring them a lot of money to get going.
My name is Debbie Tice, and I'm doing a piece called My Short Skirt. And it's really a statement about clothing and how clothing that women choose to wear is really about themselves and not about others.
What made you interested in being part of the play? I know that you've been into drama a lot.
I was very intrigued when Jessica asked me, mostly because I am really pleased that she is making such an effort to support WAVE.
So there were vagina interviews, which became vagina monologues. Over 200 women were interviewed. Older women, young women, married women, lesbians, single women, college professors, actors, corporate professionals, sex workers, African-American women, Asian-American women, Hispanic women, Native American, Caucasian women, Jewish women. Okay, so at first, women were reluctant to talk. They were a little shy. But once they got going, you couldn't stop them.
Well, I'm Dania Davis, and this is my first venture into theater ever. And my part is titled My Angry Vagina. It's pretty colorful. I get to swear a lot. It's about a woman who's pretty fed up with all the things her parts have to go through as far as gynecology is concerned, and it's angry about all the things that we go through cosmetically just to make things a happier place down there. And it's been a fun piece to rehearse. I'm excited to do it tonight.
Let's just start with the word vagina. It sounds like an infection at best. Maybe a medical instrument. Hurry, nurse, bring me the vagina.
My name is Lisa Schrammick, and my monologue is titled Because He Liked to Look at It, and it's about a woman who has a good experience with a man. It opens her eyes to her own sexuality.
My name is Tiffany Christensen, and the monologue I am doing is, well, the title is The Little Coochie Snorcher That Could. And what I'm doing is, the monologue is a young woman's story who had some bad experiences in the past, and it just kind of shows how she kind of regained a little bit of hope about herself and who she was and her womanhood. And I heard that Jessica was doing the vagina monologues, and I just got really excited. I've done them before in Washington and with the college I went to, and had a great time. It's just such a wonderful, powerful group of women. It's very powerful, and it's something that we can reach out to other women and through stories and through monologues and experiences, and just it's good to know that there's other women out there that that maybe have gone through the same, some obviously some worse, some better, and we can kind of relate as a woman. You can relate and really feel confident.